the deal? Pickles is everything kosher.
Yeah, everything is kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hugging Lowdown.
Sybil Will.
Happy Friday, Hug.
My homegirl, Dominique.
Hey, Hug, what's up?
And to close the All-Star Week out with an exclamation point, Cat Williams.
Yeah.
Huggers.
That's my new name, y'all, Huggers. There I go, so-called cheering again. Who knew? What a week it was. Only the fly jock himself can assemble an array of Hollywood's finest. It's been so entertaining this week, Sybil. My cousin Nato asked me when J. Anthony Brown was coming back, and I completely forgot about the Caucasian dating Casanova was on vacation. Let's count down these contenders, shall we? Contender number one, The Late Show. As you know, David Letterman is leaving The Late Show in 2015, and who did the network pick to succeed David Letterman? Stephen Colbert of Comedy Central. You mean to tell me that not one black man can replace the Letterman? Why not a brother? It's called The Late Show. Hey, you could have called me. I'm late all the time. I'm on CP time so much, I'll probably show up late for The Late Show. But even still, you could have called somebody. Todd Bridges, Bo Keem, Woodbine, Lawrence Hilton Jacobs, anybody. Contender number two, Kanye. Now, Kanye got a new song on Future's album where he's talking about he won, where he bragging about Kim Kardashian and how he made it over NBA players and NFL players, and every time he score, it's like the Super Bowl. He also said he want to dip Kim Kardashian's ass in gold. Well, first of all, I don't know how rich Kanye is, but that Negro's in Paris all the time. Anyway, do you know how much money it costs to dip Kim Kardashian's backside in gold? More than 16 bars. Sybil Dominique, when brothers get money, they get creative, don't they?
Okay.
Yeah, now, I heard of brothers being romantic with their women with Cool Whip, Hershey's chocolate syrup, and even Honey Nut Cheerios. But the dipping of the tail feather in gold is a whole nother tax bracket. Contender number three, the Secret Service. Man, the Secret Service ain't nothing a secret with the Secret Service anymore. They still getting tore up from the floor. They're like a fraternity with clearances, Tom. The last incident involved an agent being drunk in a hotel again. This is before the president was set to arrive. They're sending agents home, reassigning them. They're drinking and driving and crashing cars in South Florida. While who's the Secret Service director? Randy Travis? Contender number four, Monica Lewinsky.
Monica Lewinsky?
Yes. Now, this is just a speculation, but I know she was the one who threw the shoes at Hillary Clinton. You could tell how the shoes blew past Hillary's head. Todd Tucker and Mama Joyce, y'all are the mother and son-in-law Bama's of the week, but not saying shiggity about Candy's dress. And Mama Joyce didn't even tell Candy she looked like the Real Housewives of Gilligan Island. Come on. She looked like an extra in Coming to America.